This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Transportation Committee will come to order. Welcome, everyone, and welcome to anyone who might be listening over the Internet. I would ask everyone to please make sure that your phones or other electronic devices are turned to the silent mode. And before we go any further, Representative Chase, would you like to make a few remarks?
Sure would, Madam Chair. Thank you. In our audience today is a group of young people from Huron. They're involved in Leadership Huron, which is an organization that I graduated from in 1995. So it's been a while, but it was a great program then. It's a great program now. It's a part of the Chamber of Commerce, so we want to welcome you to Pierre and to the Capitol and to see what happens in state government. They're accompanied by Lori Shelton, who is our Chamber Executive. Senator White is behind the poll, and he's here witnessing us today as well. And Brooke Seidow, who is in charge of workforce development for the community of Huron, also came to Pierce. So please welcome Leadership Huron to the Capitol.
Thank you and welcome. We hope that you enjoy your time here, learn some things. If you have questions about anything, flag any of us down, and we will try to help you out. I'm going to ask the pages to come up and introduce themselves right away, and please tell us where you're from and what you plan to do after you're done with this gig.
I'm Amanda Neff, and I'm from Sioux Falls, and I'm undecided for next year.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lincoln Gibbs. I'm from Claremont, South Dakota. I attend Lankford High School. My future plans are to attend USD next fall and play football and major in mass communications.
All right. Hi. Thank you guys for having us at this meeting. I'm Jacqueline Bludorn. I live in Webster. I attend Summit High School. And next year, I plan on going to DSU to play volleyball and hopefully major in cyber operations.
Excellent. Thank you for spending the morning with us. At this time, I would ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Representative Chase.
Here.
Clark.
Here.
Dennert.
Here.
Freimuller. Goodwin.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Livermont.
Here.
May. Schaefer.
Here.
Bordeaux. Lesmeister.
Here.
Rasmussen.
Here.
Duval.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. I would entertain a motion on the minutes from the February 21st meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Goodwin, seconded by Clark. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Minutes are approved. We do have four bills on our calendar today. However, because the House Republicans are going to be caucusing early today, I would like to be out of here by 11:15 so that we have time to drop things off at our desk and get to caucus. But please do not feel compelled to limit questions or discussion on any of the bills. If we run out of time, we will simply hold them over until next week. We've got plenty of time to get our work done. So with that, we are going to move right away into our first bill, Senate Bill 39, an act to allow owners to affix vehicle identification numbers on certain trailers. Proponent testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Lisa Weyer. I'm with the Department of Revenue Motor Vehicle Division, and I'm here today to ask for your support of Senate Bill 39. The Department of Revenue has the authority under 32-3-22 to replace the vehicle identification number or assign a new motor vehicle number when the original vehicle identification number is ineligible. Knew I was going to struggle with that word. Destroyed or obliterated, but that's truly out of the law, so I figured I better state it. Many times it is the scenario where the vehicle is rebuilt or homemade using parts from other vehicles. Currently, any new or replacement vehicle identification number must be affixed to the vehicle or the trailer by an employee of the Department of Revenue or the Highway Patrol per the customer scheduling an appointment. and these appointments are available once a month at designated DOT locations in Pierre, Sioux Falls, and Aberdeen. Senate Bill 39 would allow owners of homemade or rebuilt trailers weighing less than 3,000 pounds to affix the vehicle identification numbers, which are obtained by the County Treasurer's Office, to the homemade or rebuilt trailer themselves, then an employee of the Department of Revenue or any local law enforcement will simply verify on a form provided from the Department of Revenue that the vehicle identification number was properly affixed to the trailer by the owner. By allowing the authorization of any law enforcement officer to be able to verify the vehicle identification number, it makes it easier and much more convenient for the owners of the homemade or rebuilt trailers weighing less than 3,000 pounds. By passing Senate Bill 39, it will provide an easier process for the owners or homemade rebuilt trailers in allowing them to utilize the trailer faster and not have to do that scheduled appointment and travel to one of those destinations. We have had no opposition on this bill, so I ask for your support to vote yes on Senate Bill 39. Thank you, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Are there any further proponents to Senate Bill 39? Any further proponents? Last call. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 39? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we will move into committee questions. Representative Goodwin.
I move to pass.
All right. We have a do pass motion by Representative Goodwin, second by Representative Clark. Any comments on that motion?
It looks like a really good bill. There's no opponent to it. They discussed it with us yesterday, and I recommend we just do pass.
Any further comments? If not, we have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 39. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will please call the roll.
Representative Chase.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
It's unanimous.
It's a 12-0 vote.
Madam Chair.
Representative Chase.
Consent.
Moved by Representative Chase, seconded by Representative Lesmeister for consent. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that will go on the consent calendar. Representative Goodwin, would you be comfortable carrying this to our caucus? Thank you very much. All right. And I'm going to write that down before I forget. All right, moving right along. Second bill this morning is Senate Bill 40. An act to revise the start date of driver's license suspension, revocation, and disqualification periods. Proponent testimony. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm very glad to be here this morning and bring you the next two bills, actually. Senate Bill 40 will make it much easier. And I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Jane Schrank, Director of the Driver Licensing Program with the Department of Public Safety. And Senate Bill 40 would make it much easier for drivers who have their licenses suspended or revoked or disqualified because they would no longer be penalized if their driver's license is not turned in. Currently, it's required to be turned in to the court or to our office in order for the actual period of suspension to run. So what this bill would do would, they still would need to turn in their driver's licenses, that wouldn't change, but it would allow us to start the period of suspension or revocation and have it be over at the time that statute says or at the time that the court tells us that it should be, instead of allowing it to continue to run and them to risk being stopped for driving under suspension or revocation. I would ask your support of this, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Are there any further proponents for Senate Bill 40? Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 40? Any opponents? If not, are there any committee questions? Discussion and/or action? Representative Dennert.
I was waiting for somebody else to do it, but I move do pass.
And we have a do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rasmussen, moved by Dennert for a do pass. Do you care to make any comments? Well, a bunch of chatty Cathys this morning. All right. We have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 40. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. And the secretary will call the roll.
Representative Chase.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Freimuller. Goodwin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Duval.
Aye.
It is unanimous.
It is unanimous. Anyone think consent is a good idea?
Madam Chair.
Representative Clark moves consent. Second by Rasmussen for consent. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, it will go on the consent calendar. Representative Dennert, would you be comfortable carrying this to caucus? Thank you very much. Well, barreling right along, we will move to our third bill, Senate Bill 41, an act to revise certain electronic driver license reinstatement requirements. Proponent testimony, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good morning again. And again, I'm Jane Schrank with Driver Licensing Program with the Department of Public Safety. Senate Bill 41 would allow drivers who have had a suspended or revoked license to pay their reinstatement fee online, just as now they can apply for a duplicate, anyone can, or to renew their license online. This would also allow for a reinstatement. It will make it much easier for drivers to get their licenses back and make it easier at exam stations and lower wait times if people are able to do this. So I would ask your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further proponents to Senate Bill 41? Any further proponents? Are there any opponents? Committee questions, discussion, and or action?
Madam Chair.
Representative Dennert. Dennert.
I move do pass.
All right.
Second.
I heard something from over Representative Clark. All right. We have a do pass motion. Anybody care to make any comments? All right. We have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 41. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Representative Chase.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Duval.
Aye.
Once again, unanimous.
We're on a roll. Anybody care to move consent? Moved by Representative Chase, seconded by Representative Clark for consent. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And I have not picked on my vice chair. Would you be willing to carry this to caucus for us?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you very much. You know what? We're going to be out of here in plenty of time. Good work, guys. I know. All right. Wow. All right. Our final bill this morning, Senate Bill 42. An act to revise certain provisions regarding persons requesting an abstract of their own driver operating record. Are there any proponents to Senate Bill 42?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Heather Noctegal, and I'm here today on behalf of the Department of Public Safety asking for your support in the passing of Senate Bill 42. This bill would allow an individual to request a full certified abstract of their own operating record, which is also known as a motor vehicle record. Current statute limits the Department of Public Safety to only release the last 3 years of driving history. This bill would allow for an individual to request their own full record, while any other requester would still be limited to the 3 years of prior history. This bill would allow an individual to request their own full record if needed for employment, applications to boards or schooling, or any other situation that may arise which would require a history longer than 3 years. We feel that this is a customer-friendly bill and would very much appreciate your support with the passing of Senate Bill 42. Thank you for your time, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there any further proponents to Senate Bill 42? Any further proponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 42? Any opponents? Seeing none, questions, comments, discussion, or action from the committee?
Madam Chair? I'm not sure if I'm doing this in the right order, but I would like to move do pass.
We have a do pass motion from Representative Johnson. Is there a second?
Can I make a motion that this pass onto the Senate consent calendar? Senate.
Well, we have to vote on it first.
I just want to skip all the...
All the stuff. We just cut to the chase. does anybody care to discuss this bill at all? Oh, Representative Freimuller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wasn't going to ask anything because it seemed like it's just going to go, but can I ask the lady from...
Because we have plenty of time, yes, you may.
I just want you to not feel, Madam Chair, I just don't want you to feel like the work you put into this was unappreciated. But why 3 years? I mean, usually things after before three years don't matter. So why is this important now?
Ms. Noctegal?
We have just had instances come up where perhaps a school or a board would request their full record. It's been in statute for quite some time that we can only release 3 years. Does that answer your question?
It does, but I'm just wondering, usually they don't go back as far. I'm not sure where it would be relevant to go back prior to 3 years on something, but it was just a question.
Thank you, and I think it's a good question. So you have had requests from drivers who need records back. How far? Do you know?
Madam Chair? I don't know a specific instance, but I believe perhaps what I've heard, a flight school would request for their driving history.
I see our resident pilot nodding his head.
Commercial pilot, ma'am. No.
Commercial pilot.
Just to answer your question and yours, it actually... In my case, my daughter, who applied for her nursing license, it was required to go back 5 years on her application with USD or with SDSU's nursing program. And commercial pilots are required to submit DUI records from way back or other driving record. Yeah.
Thank you. Representative Chase.
Another instance is for trucking companies. They may go back 5 to 10 years to check the records of employers or potential employees, as well as, you know, farm insurance. There's all kinds of stipulations that want to know that the people that you're employing have a clean driving record and goes back a substantial amount of time.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? All right. We do have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 42. You know the drill. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, and the secretary will please call the roll.
Representative Chase.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Once again, unanimous.
Once again, unanimous. All right. Representative Chase moves consent, seconded by Representative May. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Representative Johnson, would you be willing to carry this to our caucus? Very good. You know what? Awesome work this morning. We barreled right through. We do have, what did I put, 3 bills on for next Tuesday's schedule. You can be looking for that later today. Otherwise, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Clark, seconded by Dennert to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.